Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of Bar Chords, a podcast by Guitar Nerds. I am your host, Joe Branton, and well, let's dive straight in to some solid guitar nerdery. This week, I received in the post a pedal from Mataverse. Mataverse are a fantastic little pedal brand. We've spoken about them a lot on the main Guitar Nerds podcast, but this new particular pedal I was especially excited about. Jay mentioned it, I think, again last week. It is the Air Trash, the Mataverse Electronics Air Trash. Now, this pedal is exactly what it sounds like. let me read a little bit from the website. So first of all, this is a gorgeous sort of matte grey pedal with three rotary controls. No explanation for what each of the rotaries do. One of them's red, one of them's yellow, and one of them's blue. The Air Trash is a pedal for guitar or bass that sounds like absolute garbage. That is the opening line for this. I was breadboarding an idea and happened upon some absolutely sickening sounds. Like, really bad. But I couldn't stop playing it. I spent a lot of time trying to refine and improve it and make it less noisy, more controllable, etc. But these changes always ended up sucking the fun right out of it, so I decided to let it be the simple, disgusting beast that it is. And it is exactly that. It's complete and utter madness. Kind of a part bit crusher, part fuzz, part synth, part it's just very, very noisy. So you certainly can't use it for anything sensible, but he's absolutely right. It was an awful lot of fun. Let's go straight in this week. Let's go straight in with a sound sample and let's listen to the Mataverse Electronics Air Trash, because this pedal's a lot of fun. There you go. As you can hear, it's absolute madness. It's completely crazy. Now, the Air Trash is available from the Mataverse website, mataverse.com, and it is $129 US. And I think that might be the most fun that you can have for $129 $1,000. Now, of course, I only showed you one sound. There's plenty of variation between the three controls. For the best I can work out, the blue control sort of does volume, but, you know, also some other things. But I can't tell if that control's doing the other things or if it's just interacting with the red and the yellow, you know, in a different way. So it's gating more strangely, but certainly manipulating the red and yellow. I mean, he says actually in the... Oh, no, he actually does say the blue knob controls the output level. There you go. But he couldn't come up with a word that properly describes what the red and yellow knobs do. So he created the icons next to each of the controls in an attempt to illustrate what words could not describe. So and the icons are kind of like... I can't explain them. You're going to have to just go to mataverse.com and look up the Air Trash pedal to see what they are. But certainly the red one kind of felt like it was giving stuff more squeezed crunch, and the yellow one was making everything a bit more prickly. Perhaps I think I might agree. I think the pedals may be beyond words, but I had a lot of fun with it, and I love a good weird pedal. Do you remember the Fuzz Rocious Knobjorn? If you're not familiar with that pedal, then immediately go and check it out. The Fuzz Rocious Knobjorn, something that we've had. I don't think I've ever done a sound sample of it. I need to get it and do a sound sample because it is a completely outrageous, like very, very gated, bit crushery, ring moddy fuzz with like it's something like an analog octave down and a digital octave up, and you can blend between the two, and of course it has an absolutely massive knob on the front of the pedal. It was extremely cool, extremely much fun. Pedals like that aren't really designed to be used sensibly. I don't know where you would introduce them into sort of a normal performance. Certainly it's not for you guys out there and girls who are playing, you know, sort of rock standards or blues or anything like that. But, you know, if there's a little bit of Nick Reinhardt about you, then I think it can be an awful lot of fun. I'm trying to think of other pedals that have done that have just been, like, really largely useless but still kind of the most amount of fun you can have. Like, it doesn't always have to be something really gated and fuzzy, like it's the obvious one to choose, but the Rainbow Machine is obviously a wonderful example of a ridiculous pedal that goes completely crazy. I assume everyone listening has heard the Earthquaker Devices Rainbow Machine. I assume you know that we're all familiar. That pedal's famous enough, isn't it, in its own right. If you are listening and you have not heard that pedal, absolutely go and check it out. It's a ton of fun. Nick Reinhardt again is kind of the main guy for that. But I tell you what, this is a good discussion point for the Guitar Nerds Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. Do you have a place on your pedal board for something that's completely crazy, even if you don't use it in your traditional set, just to have it as a load of fun? Because, of course, the problem is, as soon as you have a pedal that's not part of your pedal board, I guess when you're playing around at home, you're far less likely to plug it in. But then I guess there's kind of another question, like, do you use your full pedal board at home, or do you just mess around with other things? I actually never get the opportunity to, because my pedal board lives in lockup with all my tour guitars, so it's a bad habit really. But I never get to play my gigging guitars or my pedal board until I'm at a band practice or a show. I never have them at home, which sometimes I think is a bad idea, because it means that I don't get that time that you need to mess around with things to the nth degree, to really sort of hone and shape them. I'm sort of a little bit slapdash. You know, I bought an Origin Effects bass compressor. I bought their bass compressor. Oh, fantastic compressors. I mean, they only do the one for bass. The rest of them are all guitar. And if you don't have one, you should, even if you don't think compression's for you, I strongly suggest checking out a video of the Origin Effects compressors, because they are absolutely wonderful, wonderful sounding things. It's kind of, it's a preamp more than a, you know, as well as a compressor. It just has so many wonderful, lovely harmonic accentuating tonal properties that it just improves everything. You know, it's a proper guitar nerd's make gooder. But anyway, I got one of those recently. I was obviously so excited about it. So I put it straight onto my pedal board at the next practice and resigned my Boss. Oh yeah, the Boss bass compressor, which is their multi-band bass compressor. So it's Boss's version of, I guess, the TC Hypergravity or the MXR. They do their MXR bass compressor. They also do a normal version of that compressor. Multi-band compressions certainly become much more popular recently. I think mainly because pedal builders worked out how to put a multi-band compressor into an individual pedal. And of course, multi-band compressors do the job of compressing correctly much better than a, you know, a traditional thing like an MXR Dynacomp or something. That's not to say Dynacomps aren't fantastic. I kind of really love that with a Dynacomp you make the choice between, if you want it to compress your high end correctly, then it's going to squash your low end too much, and if you want it to do it correct on your low end, then your high end is going to just peek through all over the place. So obviously what you do is compress by your high and then just have the low over squashed a little bit, or try and sort of get it somewhere in the middle of that. But that sort of squishy low end sound is what I really love about those simple old compressors. Is what I think is really cool about them. It's certainly the case with like the old Boss CS2, which, you know, one of my favorite players in the world, Juan Alderet, swears by. Well, I think he uses something else now. I can't remember what he uses now. Something a bit more elaborate. Might even be an Origin. Anyway, doesn't matter. Where was it? Yes, so the Origin effect. So I popped that straight on my board, and it just meant that I had the time in rehearsal to kind of mess around with the controls. And then I just, you know, it's just sort of stayed on the board. And now, you know, really, I don't want to assign time at a practice, and I certainly can't at a show, to messing around with it. So I'm like, am I getting the best out of this? You know, have I spent enough time on this? Should I move my pedal board back to mine? I don't want to move my pedal board back to mine. It was very heavy. Anyway, you know, I'm planning on moving on to the Helix for live shows. So all of that will be a redundant thing. Anyway. Okay, I want to talk about a guitar brand that I discovered today. I was talking about the lovely chaps at breakthemachine.co.uk, which is a fantastic little boutique effects pedal shop over here in the UK. Wonderful, wonderful place. If you haven't checked them out, breakthemachine.co.uk. It's absolutely amazing. Anyway, I was talking to Andy from there, and he was like, hey, have you seen Uma Guitars? Have you checked out Uma Guitars? No, I haven't. So he gave me the Instagram link to them. These guys, Uma, so UMA Guitars, absolutely. I noticed that a few people, Mojo Pickups already follow them, and 15 Second Gear Demos already follow them, both, you know, well respected and, you know, good friends. So I'm like, oh, okay, so this is maybe just I'm late to the party. But I've only got 5 posts on Instagram, 141 followers, and they're following 45 people. So not a lot. And then I was like, wow, I need to find out more about this company. I can't find a website anywhere. I can't. They've got to click through onto their Facebook page on their Instagram. I'm like, cool. Maybe their website's here. So here's my question for you, listeners. Have I lost my mind? Is there a really obvious website somewhere because I can't find one for searching? Or does Uma Guitars not have a website? I can't work it out, because I'm not sure how I'd buy one without. Anyway, Uma Guitars, they are handmade guitars from Ghent in Belgium. Ghent? I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm terrible with this sort of thing. It was Ghent. It'd be tacky. That'd be a tacky name. Anyway, so Uma Guitars. Oh, man, they look fantastic. You know how last week I was talking about Millimetric guitars and how much I really like them? these instruments have a sort of similar, they're in a similar vein to the Millimetrics, but with maybe a touch less Scandic and a touch more sort of 60s retro. Just a touch. But they look absolutely fantastic. I realise now that Mojo pickups follow them because they are Mojo pickups that are in these guitars. In all cases, just a single massive, like, double gold foil humbucker. I need to find out what this pickup is. I need information about this brand so I can tell you about them, but I can't. Anyway, there must be something about them. I think they're made by this guy, Jonas de Kessel. Let's do a bit of live. Let's do a little bit of live searching for these guitars. So Jonas de Kessel. Okay, so it looks like he makes acoustics. Yeah, he makes all these rad acoustics, I think. Yeah, okay, so it's got something to do with him, but I'm still, you know, like, I need to do some more research on these. Anyway, there are two instruments that are up on the Instagram itself. There is a gorgeous, wait for it, shell pink model with a lovely, tasteful mint scratch plate. Oh, you need to check these instruments out, and the other one is a lovely sort of through wood grain black model. Absolutely lovely. These oversized, like, hi-fi style volume and tone knobs, pickup placement bang in the middle, the scratch plate or pick guard for the Americans amongst you is a two-piece sort of asymmetrical trapezoid thing that sort of links together. Oh, I think it's absolutely so stylish, so very cool, but absolutely worth checking out. Uma guitars, they look amazing. Okay, now last week I said that I wanted to do a little bit of a drive pedal shootout. So that is exactly what I'm going to do. We're going to have a listen to, a look and a listen at three, I think, rather good drive pedals. Kind of, at some varied price points and certainly from very different companies. Quite a bit of difference between each one, but I think for the sake of this, because drive is such a broad church, you know, I started just grabbing drive pedals from my collection, and then I was like, I've got some Marshall in a boxes here, I've got some high gain, and I've got some transparent ones, and I was like, well, what I want to do is just record two riffs, some sort of, you know, lead stuff and some chords, and then just run that through each of the pedals, and it won't be very fair if a high gain pedal's having to have, like, blues licks played on it. So I figured, for the sake of this is a drive shootout, but it's a kind of more transparent-esque drive shootout, a more sort of just amp drivey, just a nice bit of tasteful, traditional grit sort of thing. So let's have a look at our contenders, the three pedals that I've chosen just for this one. I'm not going to declare a winner. You can decide which ones you think are better. I mean, heck, you know, we're listening to drive pedals, I don't know, through your headphones, through your car stereo. Like, who knows if we'll even be able to tell the certain nuances. It might literally sound like I play the whole thing, you know, the same each time. We don't know. We'll find out. So first up, I selected the Hudson Electronics Sidecar. Now, Hudson Electronics are one of my all-time favourite effects brands. Very rugged, kind of simple builds. I love the sort of the simplicity, the traditional. It's a worker's tool. It's not trying to be like a super modern thing like Chase Bliss. It's not trying to be sort of funny and quirky like JHS or Earthquaker devices or something. It's just like a really functional kind of looking pedal. So it reminds me a lot of the same sort of thing as Petit John Electronics make similar sort of rugged looking pedals. But anyways, lovely, the Sidecar, wonderful. Everyone bangs on about the Broadcast, so I thought I'd do the Sidecar. Anyway, half because Matt still has the the broadcast that we have. I need to get that back off of him. Anyway, so the sidecar. I think you can pick up these up for around £159. My friend, I don't know what they are in dollars. And people listening in the UK, I'm pretty sure that Joe's Pedals.com, if you've never checked that website out, why not? I'm pretty sure they have a limited edition green version of this pedal with white chicken head knobs and a black logo instead of a white logo for £159, which is just a very good price for something this boutique and this cool. Let's read a little bit. I figure what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the price. We're going to talk about what the company says about the pedal. I'll have my thoughts and we'll have a listen to some chords and then some blues leads. So the sidecar, the Hudson Electronic sidecar. They say, our take on the classic 808 circuit with the added versatility of a powerful two-band EQ, which draws inspiration from a vintage Studio recording console. Packed with attitude and full of character, the sidecar can cover classic overdrive and distortion as well at extreme settings, fuzz and boost. The front end of the sidecar is a modified version of the classic 808 overdrive, tuned for a bigger low end, wider gain range and greater headroom. At the heart of the clipping section lies a pair of Germanian diodes chosen for their softer response characteristics, retaining your playing dynamics and feel. The powerful two-band backs and all, equalizer section follows.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The drive section and provides up to 15 decibels of cut and boost for the high and low end. So that's what it's got. The sidecar includes a drive, a level, a bass, and a treble control. And absolutely, kind of, I guess what you gauge from that is what they've aimed to do is make something incredibly versatile, which is exactly what they've done. Not exactly what I'm going to show you here. Let me assure you, this pedal can be everything from a high gain drive to a fuzz, right down to sort of a nice tasteful little drive, which is kind of what I'm doing with it. You know, they've everything. That gain, the gain range is massive on here, so you can kind of just use it a touch and get a really usable sound of it, and you can dime it, and it interacts really well with the level as well. Now the bass and the treble, and 15 decibel of boost and cut is a chunk, so it's load. It's kind of more than all the other pedals. We're just dealing with like a master tone, so there's way more tone shaping on this. We can thicken it up if it's too thin, and we can really make it spike if we want to as well. It's £159. It's fantastic build quality. It's incredibly versatile. Let's listen to some chords. It's worth noting before we jump in that every single pedal is going to be being played through a Line 6 Helix using the PRS Archon preset. And in each case with the chords, I'm playing a very, very lovely Music Man Stingray in a gorgeous new finish, a vintage white finish with a black scratch plate. I've popped a few pictures of this up on the Instagram at Guitar Nerds. Check it out. I think it's an absolutely fantastic guitar. Always on the bridge humbucker for the chords, and then the closest I get to playing lead work, the blues, is going to be played on a Baja Telecaster. Let's give this one a listen. Rich, creamy, wonderfully charming, the Hudson Electronic sidecar. Let's listen to some blues lead. Okay, well, that was the Hudson Electronic Sidecar, £159, very versatile, boutique, modified, Active EQ fitted 808 style overdrive. I thought it was a ton of fun. Definitely the most versatile of the bunch, but then that's not what we're necessarily wanting. What we're looking for is something that sounds like a cool amp. Next up, we're going to check out the Rock Fabric Effects Aqualung Overdrive. I thoroughly recommend checking these guys out. Rockfabric-effects.com, fabric spelled with a K. Now, this is their Aqualung Overdrive, which is €169 from their shop. We have spoken about this pedal a lot before on the podcast. In fact, I went onto their website and there's a quote from us from 2017 on the front, but I haven't spoken about it in a long time. And we've never done a sound sample of this pedal. So the Aqualung. Let's read what Rock Fabric say about the Aqualung. They say the Aqualung is a transparent overdrive. Oh, my favourite type. Which has a special features, a low cut and a high cut switch. It's also suitable for clean boost and can be used as a mid boost by cutting the low and high frequencies. The Aqualung is designed to make fine control possible for breakup, for the breakup point of tone. And it works with an 18-volt power supply, or a 9, 18 volts for added headroom, obviously, and enlarges the range around the point of breakup. I really like this pedal. Now, this is very simple. We've just got a master tone, level and gain, and then obviously those aforementioned low and high cut switches. I am using the low cut just because I thought it tightened everything up a little bit. I wouldn't normally do that, but it just made everything a little bit less flabby. So I have used the low cut. It certainly helped the chords out. And maybe I should have put it back in on the lead, but I'll let you be the judge of that. And I'm using quite a lot of the gain, where I was probably at, I was probably at 2 or 3 on the sidecar. I'm at like 8 or 9 on the, it was 8 on the Aqualung. Let's give this a listen. Chords first. What do you think? I really like it. Tight, punchy, like thin enough, I guess. I want these things to sound kind of thin. What do you think? I thought it was great. Let's listen to some blues lead work and see how that compares. Have it, the Rock Fabric Effects Aqualung. What do you think? I like it. I really like it. Very lovely and transparent. Worth talking about the aesthetics as well, as I did with the Hudson Electronic Sidecar. The Aqualung is a beautifully presented pedal. Comes in a sort of a light blue chassis with then a dark blue and white, gorgeously sort of raised, very complex design on the front of a diving person with some tentacles behind them. It's lovely artwork. The artwork is lovely, and the quality is extremely high. And then sort of on the back of the pedal, you've got a little bit of information, their logo. Everything about this is very, very well put together. I need to emphasize that. It kind of, you think by the color it looks like a chorus pedal, but this is one of the nicest presented pedals. It's such a piece of art. I love that when they send them out, they come in oversized boxes with a load of straw in them. It just makes them seem even more exclusive. Big fan of this. Same sort of price. So the same kind of price as the Hudson Electronics Broadcast. Let's talk about our third pedal. Now this pedal, I'm not 100% convinced you can actually buy them new anymore. I don't know. Don't hold me to that. So the third pedal that we're going to talk about is the Animals pedal. Vintage van driving is very fun. We've spoken about these before on the Main Guitar Nerds podcast. I'm a massive fan of the name. I love that it's Animals pedal and not Animal pedals. So these are a Japanese company. Now they start. All these pedals were being sold somewhere like online on Reverb or something, really, really cheap recently. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening with the company. I don't know if there's a, remind me, listener. Remind me. What was the deal with that? I can't remember. Something was happening, but I didn't follow it 100%. Also, the name of this pedal, Vintage Van Driving, is very fun. Now, Animals Pedal have a fantastic array of names for all their pedals. They're very, very cool. 100% worth, you know, getting your hands on anything in their range if you can find them. I mean, an incredible range of names. They've got like there's the Bath Time Reverb, there's the Surfing Bear Overdrive, the Car Crush Chorus, Fishing Is As Fun As Fuzz Fuzz. Just, you know, they have some really fantastic names. Anyway, back to this one. The Vintage Van Driving is very fun. A super simple orange box. So you might think DS1, but no, it's way more overdrive-y than that. So very simple volume, tone, and drive, and then a switch between boost and overdrive. Here's a bit of a weird thing with this. I don't know if any of you have tried this pedal or heard any demos of this pedal. Certainly whenever I use it, I found that the drive setting sounded more distortion-y, and then the boost setting sounded more overdrive-y. I guess it depends what you're running into, but because of that, I'm actually using the boost setting, which obviously still allows me to use volume, tone, and drive, and it drives really nicely. It just opens it up a bit, makes it a little bit less fizzy. So this pedal, I think new, they were $99. So I certainly imagine you can pick these up secondhand for not a lot of money, and I was very impressed with the way it sounds. Let's give it a listen. Here's some chords. Now, a little bit of blues lead. So there it was, the Animals pedal. Vintage Van Driving is very fun. A very affordable, excellent sounding, transparent overdrive. I thought, like a wonderful sort of valve ampy sounding overdrive for not a lot of money. Again, talking about the aesthetics of this pedal, other than having an incredible name, all of the pedals have artwork designed by the Australian artist Jonas Claesson, and this is no exception. It has a really fantastic, charming picture, cartoon of a VW camper with a bear driving it. There's just a bear driving it. That's what's on it. And then all the writing looks very handwritten, you know. It looks like someone scribbled it on there, you know, rather than it being sort of a printed font, which I think adds to the charm of this rather affordable pedal. Affordable pedals, pedals that are this cheap, aren't normally this creative when it comes to their presentation and naming. So I was a big fan. So what do you think? There it is. That was three transparent overdrives, all of which I like and I think sound very good. Two, all a reasonable price. We had $159, $169. That was sort of, $99, I guess, around £70. Sorry, Americans. For the English listener, so $150, $170. I don't know what that is in American. I don't know. The pound is literally going through the floor at the moment, so it's probably more or less the same these days. Probably more or less the same. But what do you think? That is it for this week, the 8th episode of Bar Chords, a podcast by Guitar Nerds. We only have 2 episodes left after this, episode 9 and 10, and then it's the end of the series. And I've got a few things I really want to cover still. I need to fit in. I really wanted to take a look at all the Fender pedals, have listened to all of those, but I'm conscious I don't want to be too Fender, too effects heavy. Well, I don't mind being Fender heavy. I didn't want to be too effects heavy. Okay, so the other things that I really want to cover is I've got these cool Music Man guitars here and I want to talk about them some more. Maybe I should give them some time. So I've got this lovely, as I mentioned before, this very nice vintage white Music Man Stingray with a gorgeous roasted bird's eye maple. Is it roasted? No, it's just roasted maple. Lovely flame on the neck. Gorgeous guitar, like incredible build quality. I just think what they're kicking out of the park for the $2,000 mark kind of redefines what people should be asking £2,000 for, I think. Very, very good. But we also have like a glitter blue bongo bass. Check it out. I put pictures up of it on the Guitar Nerds Instagram, at Guitar Nerds. And we have the Charcoal Sparkle HH Satin, or it's satin, matte black hardware. St. Vincent signature model as well. So we should play those. We should give all of those guitars a listen, because I think they're really good and I want to talk about them some more because they're amazing. Anyway, that's it for this week. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Guitar Nerds. Join the Facebook group. Come on, join the Facebook group. facebook.com/groups/Guitar Nerds forum. If you want more of this ridiculous nerdery, then head on over to Patreon, where there are a ton of options, you know, starting at a dollar, where you can get all extra content with me and, you know, the other three, I guess, as well. See you next week. Farewell.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.